Like, this will be kind of a fresh start for you after kind of getting crowded out in Washington?
Yeah, definitely. I enjoy my time there. I enjoy my teammates there. I enjoy the competition in the outfield. But I think coming over here and not having so much to have to work through and sort through and so many people to have to come around, that this will definitely be a fresh start.
Your manager, Dave Martinez, said, you know, it's the only thing you ever know in the Washington Nationals. So is this kind of turn the page, fresh start for you with the team with the chance to play?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Like you said, that's been my home for a long time now. I've been there since I started my professional career. So coming here and being a new organization, new locker room, maybe just all of this is brand new for me. But I'm excited about it.
What is it like when you find out that news? I mean, a lot of guys have been through that in their careers, but not having been through it, what was your day like?
It's interesting, man. It was a whirlwind. Everything just happened so fast. You know, I kind of got the news, and then I was hustling, trying to get here as quick as possible. So, but I'm here now. I'm ready to go. I feel healthy and ready to help the team.
You know any of these guys in here?
Not exactly.
What kind of skill set do you think you bring?
I try to play hard. You know, I try to bring everything I can. Hitting for average, little power, little speed, pretty good arm. I try to do everything. Try to run the bases and be aggressive and play hard.
You feel like you showed that power last year when you had at least a little bit more playing time?
Yeah. When I got consistent starts, yeah, I definitely think it started to show itself a little more, but it's not something I would say I rely on. I'm not a power hitter. I don't expect to hit 30, 40 home runs. I just try to play my game.
You started off really well this year, then you had the wrist injury. How much did that set you back? You're up?
Well, big time. It ended up putting me on the DL. So I didn't get a chance to play for a while, but just rehabbing down there and staying mentally ready and fighting through it. I think I came back better. I think I'm good now.
You had two at-bats in May, then did it just irritate it again? Or?
In May. Yeah, what was that in May?
And the game logs, they had like two at-bats like May 15th, and then you didn't appear again until June 1st.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I may have. I don't know. It's just one of those things that took time. Just needed time to heal and kind of did its own thing. It was a bone situation, so it was nothing we could do to speed up the process, but give it time, and I think we did. I got plenty of that, and I'm glad that's behind me.
Brent, you played all over in the outfield. Do you feel like center, is that your most natural position that you played coming up? Or?
Well, that's where I've been the most. I think anywhere that you spend the majority of your time at, you tend to feel more comfortable there. So I don't have a preference. I really just want to put me anywhere. I'm ready to go. But, center would probably be the one that I've had the most experience with.
On your whirlwind day yesterday, did you talk to Herrera at all?
Yes. Yeah, I did. Yeah. He told me nothing but good things. He had nothing but good things to say about the place and the environment, team. And he was excited for me.
All right. Thank you very much.